not recording right now, are we?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 140. I honestly can't believe I made it this far without resorting to telling stories about my, you know, crazy drug-fueled youth. Or just fucking just opened up my full-length movie script I wrote there and just started reading from it to kill some time or whatever. But you know, it's... When I get to kill time, I mean, I realize most of my anecdotes are just shit that happened to me during the week. It's like dumb shit, and they're probably not as good as my older stories there when I was fucking absolutely fucking nuts. But believe me, I think we'll just hang on to those for a rainy day. I think I said that like fucking way back, like in the first or like second episode, or just like, you know, if I get to kill time, I get some shit I can really go into. But it actually hasn't come to that so far, so I'm just fucking surprised. Most of my stories now, I mean, pretty much revolve around, I mean, it's just boring places, you know, like boring shit I do, just the general fucking grind that I do during the week, the same shit over and over every fucking day. And they usually revolve around fucking gas stations and Dunkin' Donuts, pretty much. I mean, it's fucking, I don't do much. I just do the same shit every day, every week. I'm Absolute Deicide. www.gruntfreepress.com is the website. Some minor shakeups over there, if you noticed. I fired a few people, hired some Somali migrants. I had to meet my diversity quotas. I got some new plant life in the office here. You can email your resume to podcast@gruntfreepress.com if you think you're qualified to work here and run a 1445 printing press. And you're going to have to handle some nonstop sexual harassment on the job. I'll just put that out there right now. It's going to be in your contract. Not by me, by the Somali migrants. No white people. I can't hire any more white people. Especially not the Irish. So I'm going to try to keep the boring stories to a minimum this week, because there's just too much going on in the world of video games to waste your time. I'd say waste my time, but whatever. Who needs to warm up anyways? I mean, I can just go. I just woke up, but fuck it. I probably need fucking warming up more than most people, and more than anyone. But fuck it, we'll do it live. So yeah, I mean, it turns out I underestimated just how much I like pit people. I mean, that's a great fucking game. Yeah, I mean, last week I finished the main story there. I thought it was good. I'm like, ah, it's cool. I did the main story in 10-12 hours or something like that. I'm like, ah, it's good. Moved on from there, and then I'm like, all right, you know, I'm just fucking, ah, cool, I'll go back or whatever, just leave it there. And then I just keep booting it up again. I'm like, yeah, I'll just kill a little bit of time, just stick around a little bit, and just then I do that, then I just get fucking sucked right back into it. Just play for like hours on end. Because yeah, I mean the story mode in that game is fucking, it's nothing, you know what I mean? I mean again, it's good, it's funny, it's fucking good to run through, you know what I mean? But you know, it's a good starting point to learn. You start to learn how the game works, the mechanics and shit, the different strategies, and I mean, just to get through it. I mean, they forced you to stick with some of the main story characters when you're doing it for certain missions and shit. So then, like, from there, it's like, all right, so this is what these guys do, and then you start throwing in like other people in there. You learn how the different like team makeups and shit. And it's a good progress gauge, pretty much. I mean, it's just like a good bar. You can tell. Say, all right, so you know the story missions are getting harder and harder and shit. So you can just tell, it's like, all right, my guys are like leveling up. They're getting stronger and shit. But like I said last week, though, I mean, the game itself is almost it's almost endless. I mean, the amount of shit that you can do. I mean, eventually you're gonna run out of new. Like scripted quests and shit eventually, but thinking about like collecting just like the different classes or whatever, the I don't know how many there are, the different types of characters there. I mean, just trying to get like each one of those. I mean, again, I've been playing for fucking, I don't even know how long, like 30 hours now, and I don't know how many there are, but I'm not even close. I don't think I keep like finding new ones, and some of them are fucking harder to get than other ones. And I mean, yeah, just like collecting all those and like leveling them up a few times. So it's like, all right, well, now I can actually take these guys with me and shit. Like, forget it. I mean, that's like your life gone, pretty much, like one of those deals. Or it's like, that's fucking the game of life. Fucking sorry if I'm just itching. A lot of fucking beard. My fucking beard is itching the fuck out of me. Might have fucking beard aids. So I mean, yeah, I mean, for yeah, I've been sticking with like a core group that I'm just been taking out with me there. I mean, the protagonist from the story, just because he's been on he's been in fucking on every battle. You know what I mean? You have to take him for every story battle. So he's taking him through there. And it's like, all right, well, if we have to do that, I was leveling him up for the story, and now he's like way up there as far as fucking levels go. You know, Yeah, he's fucking like really, he's really leveled up. So it's like, all right, at least if worst comes to worst, so he's going to be surviving for a while, you know. And I'm using him as a kind of like tank slash fucking melee damage dealer, like hybrid, I guess. He's got a shield on him. He can deflect arrows, and it's just a big piece of. And then for like a melee weapon, he's got like a big piece of meat. He just fucking whacks people with. And he's wearing like some kind of like fish head fucking helmet, and my party almost looks like Gwar. I mean, I had like a robot in there. He's got like a Roman fucking gladiatorial mohawk thing on his fucking helmet, and another dude with fucking giant teeth, like just like a helmet with giant teeth on it. It takes up like most of the fucking front of his head or whatever. So yeah, it's just like, dude, it's like I could probably fucking, you know, just looks a lot like Gwar. So I wonder if that was intentional or not. Like if they're like, yeah, we got to make some kind of like Gwar fucking costumes and shit. It's really fucking funny. Yeah, and I got the healer there, the cupcake healer, Gluten. Again, he's been on almost every fucking mission with me. So I think, yeah, again, just going through the story, I think you pick him up on the second or the third story mission. It's like, yeah, you always kind of always want a fucking healer with you and shit. So, I get the Spanish broad with the net. who's Spanish, by the way, not French, as I previously thought, because again, we strive for accuracy here. So want to get that straight. Plus this fucking show, the show on the website and shit, my fucking sites, it's bigger in Europe than it is in the U.S. for some fucking reason. Don't know why. I hope nobody's fucking listening to this, like trying to learn English, because if that's the case, I mean, you're fucked. Good luck with that. I'm leaning more towards the paranoid theory that the EU fucking hate speech police are fucking intercepting all my podcasts and like trying to, you know, tagging it or whatever, like trying to fucking stop this filth from reaching any impressionable youth. Or it's just fucking a bunch of bots, most likely. Slanty-eyed fucking Chinese bots. The bitch with the net there. I mean, she kind of sucks in combat. She's, again, I got her decently leveled. She's been on most of the fucking missions with me and shit. But I haven't really fucked around with her gear too much to try to find a spot where she would be doing decent damage and not just getting fucking destroyed by anything that hits her. You know, a couple hits, she starts getting fucked up and like bleeding and shit. I gave her like a sword that does ice damage and has a chance of freezing people in place. If you hit them, there's just like a percentage chance that they'll just turn into a block of ice and they'll pretty much lose a turn. No, it's not really a sword. It's just like a giant fucking popsicle. One of those red, white, and blue ones there. Bomb Pops, I think the brand name is. She's just kind of like, eh, I don't know. Probably like the weak link of the bunch. She's high level and she has that net, which, you can use the net to ensnare people, and then it makes it so they're just like wrapped up. They can't move for a turn, which is helpful. I mean, especially when you're trying to take out ranged enemies. What they do, like people like bows and arrows and shit, they'll run away from you constantly. Like every turn, like you go up to hit them, they keep like moving back, and you have to keep moving back and shit. But so it's like, all right, cool. I have this net. I can just trap them in place, but. In order to net them, you have to like leave her like a tile away, like on her turn, like a tile away from him. So that's like her ranged attack is that net to like trap people, or whatever. That's like her turn. So it's not like she can't use her turn too. I mean, she can't use her, her sword. Like she can't like do damage too. You know what I mean? So it's just like, she's not doing shit for damage if she does that, but it's just, you know what I mean? Again, she's not like a great melee character. It's more like a utility type thing, but he's gonna pretty much throw her in there for the most part. Like, I don't even worry about you doing the net thing for most of it. It's kind of fucking just like, all right, it's another fucking damage dealer, but she's just kind of like weak and shit, so I don't know. I think the team I'm using is kind of a little light on fucking just like straight up fucking damage, but whatever. And then I'm still sticking with the worm lady there, who's fucking great. I went into how she works last week, but I think the key there, the OP key. Yeah, you know me. For a weapon, I ever equipped with a stick of dynamite. Which does like, you know, whenever she hits somebody, it does like explosive area of effect damage, and that can like go back to her, like that can hurt her when it goes off. You know, if you fucking like she's in that radius, I mean, she always is because she's fucking carrying it, so there's always a chance like it's gonna fucking she's gonna take some damage. And it usually does. I mean, for the most part, it'll hurt her a little bit. But, I mean, that's a good thing, because if you'll recall, every time she takes damage, there's a chance she'll spawn some friendly little worms there. And, yeah, the friendly fire from the dynamite, like, the blowback from that, like, it's not bad at all. It's like she gets, like, one or two one or two HP damage that it does to her. So yeah, I mean, now you're having fucking, like, worms spawn on your turn, you know, almost every time. Like, you know, whenever she gets hurt, she has a chance again of fucking, like, spawning these fucking worms, friendly worms. So there's a chance of that every time that she attacks. Then on the enemy's turn, when they're attacking her, there's, like, another chance of fucking worms. And then, before you know it, it's fucking Worm City. Fucking looks like my dog's asshole. So I mean, that's what I get going for a team, pretty much. I mean, it seems pretty damn effective. I mean, for most situations I've run into. So I mean, that's just what I've been sticking with. Again, I tried fucking around a little bit, changing it up a few times. And it's like, all right, now these fucking other people I'm adding on here aren't too leveled up and shit. And I don't know, but so yeah, I mean, I've done all the major. There's like major side quests to do on the board in the town hub where you pick up the story missions, and under that there's like bigger side quests that are multi-stage ones that you can choose. I mean, they're more involved than the ones that you'll just find out, like, roaming in the world map. Like, those ones you'll find, it's just kind of like, text will come up and shit, and just, then you just pretty much do a fight for the most part. Yeah, it's just, like, well-written and shit, but it's just, like, you know, it's fucking, the major side quests there, that they're more, just more to them. I think there's, like, three main ones with, that have five parts to them, if that makes sense. If you can follow me, there's like three you can pick from, and there's fucking like five stages in each one that you're going through. I mean, they start off easy, then they just get, you know, progressively more difficult, whereas like, all right, stage one, stage, you know what I mean, it just gets more and more difficult there. And the best one is the hairy detective, where you're following a hair troll as he's doing his investigations. The whole time he's narrating everything, the third person, third person, like he's talking to the third person. He's doing it like he's narrating like a fucking, you know, hard-boiled like film noir fucking detective story. It's really fucking funny. And yeah, the only one I've been stuck on there is like the last one I'm on. I just can't figure out how to approach it. This one with a fucking giant vampire bat scientist, whatever the fuck that thing is. The first stages are fairly easy. She'll drain your, draining your team's health when she attacks them, and she'll regenerate her own health and shit, because she's a vampire bat. And you just kind of have to, like, beat her up a couple times, like, drop her health to zero, and then she'll run off and shit, and, then you have to do that, like, a few times, and you have to go through a magic mirror, and fucking, you end up on the sun, because it's a fucking strange fucking game. You're fighting this fucking, there's, like, a board on the sun that you're fighting on, and yeah, you have to get a sword from there, a sun sword, and it's like, alright, this fucking sun sword will fucking kill that vampire thing fucking permanently. So, then I'm on the last stage now, where you have to go to her mansion, where she has this lab experiment going on, a fucking giant fucking hair troll thing that's growing in a vat in the center of the room that you're fighting in. And yeah, I mean, each turn there's fucking zombies. Like, there's like four zombies that are throwing fucking brains at the vat. And the longer that happens, like the more turns that the more fucking brains that get thrown into the vat, the thing in there gets like stronger. So, and you eventually have to fight it. So you want to kill those fucking zombies there that are throwing the fucking brains. You want to kill them as quickly as possible. But as long as like the main vampire there is alive, if you kill the zombie, she fucking resurrects him, like, you know, after a turn or two. So it's like, all right, I want to kill these zombies to keep that thing from fucking growing. So you want to focus on that, but I mean, fucking, you'll kill them and they just get fucking resurrected afterwards, as long as the main fucking broad's alive. So, So it's like, all right, so you want to kill her first, you know, but the only way to kill her is with that fucking sun sword, which is fucking really heavy, so it just slows down whoever is fucking carrying it to the point that they can only move like a couple spaces per turn. Meanwhile, she's fucking constantly summoning in fucking reinforcements who will block your way from getting there, like getting to the vampire. You know, it's just fucking every like couple turns, she's like, all right, fucking, you know, she's like fucking, you know, summons like two new fucking enemies spawn, you know, and it's just a lot of shit going on. So, you know, a lot of fucking, if you can understand that, you know what I mean? So it's like fucking like, oh, you know, there's fucking enemies that are blocking your way, you know, your way to get into the fucking vampire. And then she's summoning more fucking shit. And, you know, meanwhile, you're trying to kill this fucking zombies. If you can see my predicament there, if you can fucking picture that, it's just, you know, it's just a lot of moving parts, and I can't fucking find a way to really spin all those plates at once, you know. You know, trying different things. I tried fucking giving the sun sword there to like a tank, the main dude, like the fucking protagonist there. I tried bringing like ranged characters and shit to try to like, you know, fucking force people like to attack them and just keep like backing up and like, you know, doing that shit. But, that's just like the one fucking mission of the game. I just fucking failed miserably fucking like multiple times. I probably tried it like four or five times just every time, like trying different shit, trying everything I can, just fucking, I can't figure it out. There's all sorts of fucking, like, heavy fire fucking, the way the sun sword works is just a big fucking, that just, like, projects, like, fire out in, like, a cone almost. So, I mean, that just gets, like, fucking, just sets tiles on fire and shit. And then, like, if you walk through the fire, you're getting hit. And then there's an enemy fucking pixie thing that just fucking, it's like, the same thing. Just, like, a blanket of fucking fire in this giant area that just fucking stays. So it just becomes a fucking mess. I can't really deal with. Yeah, I'll probably get it fucking eventually, but again, I tried it over and over. I just fucking can't figure it out. It's been a fucking disaster. A couple things I did find out about the game. There's a map, like there's a map in the overworld. I had fucking no idea. It's pretty handy. You just press like the back button when you're on the overworld there, and it shows where you are, shows where you are, where the hub is and shit. And then it shows where all the quests are too. I mean, I was just kind of wandering around before, like aimlessly, just fucking stumbling into shit. And, yeah, it's much easier when you know where you're going. You can fucking just like, all right, I'm going to play, you know, play for a little bit and just go and knock out a few fucking missions real quick. Hopefully, yeah. So some of the fucking missions that you find on the just like the small ones too. Some of those are fucking pretty hard too, or just weird. And I mean, just fucking really different. A lot of variety. Like fuck, there's one I did. It was like, oh, you know, now you're in a chess match, and it was fucking like there's every enemy turn to just like have like one move, like one fucking enemy would move. And it would show you where he was going, like fucking just like a line. But you had to like remember that on your turn. Just then on the enemy turn, they'd fucking follow that line. If any of your guys fucking get caught up in that, if you get hit by it, it's just like an instant kill, like one hit, they're fucking dead. There's a lot of like different shit you gotta do. Variety is key. Variety is the spice of life, I've been told. And yeah, I mean, but by now knowing that, now that I know there's a fucking map there, so you can see that there's only, I mean, every time you bring it up, it's like, you can see there's maybe like a dozen or so missions at a time that you can do that you'll see. They're actually good about like fucking, like before it was like, I don't know if I've done this one before. Is this some of them I think I failed? Like if you fail it, you can fucking try it again and shit, thankfully. But it actually shows like when you go up to the fucking, the whatever it is, the fucking glowy fucking guy that gives you the quest. It's like, all right, if you've done it, it just says like 100% and shit. Like it shows that you've completed it already. It was like, oh, there's only like whatever, however many fucking quests that I can do But then, like, after a while, like, after you go to, like, once the fucking cosmic bear paw comes and picks up your base and fucking moves it and shit, like, that'll get shuffled around, like, what's fucking available on the map and shit. So, yeah, I mean, again, after playing for however long I have, I'm like, it says, like, I'm halfway done, like, supposedly, like, 50%, I don't know exactly what that percentage there is counting towards. Like, if you look at, like, the save file, I'm not sure if that includes, like, you know, the different weapons and armor and shit and fucking that you can collect, but, it's like, another thing I found, there is, like, a little checkpoint, a little checklist in the hub, where it's got, like, squares for each of those missions there. Again, whereas Vico's, like, where you take your, the main hub where you're taking the missions before you come out, it's like, all right, giant fucking, like, at the top is like the story missions and those three fucking, like, smaller missions. Then, like, below that, there's just like a grid. I like the fucking overworld missions or whatever. Yeah, I mean, they have like little squares for each one, and I think, yeah, probably like half of those are done. So, and then they have to keep staring at that fucking one, that goddamn fucking vampire bitch mission that's staring me in the face every time. Fucking hate that. It's just, I gotta fucking do that eventually. It's driving me fucking crazy. But yeah, I mean, the only like real complaint I have with pit people is how collecting the loot works. So yeah, you have an inventory with like a limited number of spaces that when you're out in the overworld, like on your wagon. So it's like, you know, before you head out there, like, you can bring like a cage. You buy like a cage, which you use to capture, is what you do to fucking like capture to net the fucking enemy characters and bring them to your team. So that thing takes up a spot if you take a net or a cage or whatever. And then, then you have like you can buy a campfire that can, heals after battle and shit. Again, when you're done, you don't heal all the way up. So it's like, all right, I'm like fucking fucked up. You can use the campfire and just like keep going pretty much. There's other shit too. It's like fucking like nitro. I've never bought, I guess, you know, makes your fucking wagon go faster and you can just fucking run over people on the, overworld map and shit. I'd never bothered buying that. But I mean, you usually want like the fucking, the cage and a fucking campfire pretty much. So, and then after that, it's like, you know, six or eight, free spaces left. And then, I mean, after, you know, after every fight that you do, after every mission, you get a bunch of loot, random loot, of course. And, you know, each little, whatever that is, like treasure chest or whatever the fuck it is, like it'll, whatever you're getting, that fills up like a spot, you know, each one you get. And, yeah, I mean, after a couple battles, like it fucking just, you're pretty much full. So if you're full, you do another fight. I mean, you can, it'll give you like more loot than you can fucking hold, but it'll just like pop out like right there and just like stay on the ground. You have to like go back to the town, like drop off your shit and come back and get it if you really want it. I mean, you don't like have to go into the hub and shit, but it's just, you can just kind of like drive by it and it does it. But I mean, like, it's just like, well, if I'm going to do that, if I'm going to fucking drive up and drop off my shit, like, I might as well just fucking go in there, you know, like go in there and fucking like heal and shit. You know, you probably took damage anyway. So I mean, you can only get into like, one or two battles, and you only do like a couple missions before you have to go back there anyway. Then it's like, all right, well, if we want to keep going and getting loot, which, you know, of course you do, that's what you're doing in the game. You have to just keep going back to the fucking hub and shit. So, and that's kind of annoying, or it's, you know, tedious anyway to keep doing that. And it's like, I don't really see like any reason for it other than to fucking like add a little bit of like risk reward to like dying, you know what I mean? It's like, I can keep pushing, getting more loot and fucking, you know, almost like a Dark Souls type thing, you know what I mean? Where it's fucking like, oh, if I die, I'm gonna lose this shit. And it's I mean I could see like losing, like, I think you lose like some of it. I don't think you lose all of it if you die, but I just really wish there was a way to like upgrade your wagon to where you could hold more shit, like more items, like more free spaces. You didn't have to keep going back as much. If they, how they would do that, like fucking like, oh, you got to spend gold to get like a wagon upgrade or whatever, or fucking like, oh, do a couple missions for it to get like an upgrade or something like that. I don't know, that just, I think that would make sense, you know, fucking just something else to add on to other than fucking just keep collecting fucking characters and weapons and fucking gold and shit. But yeah, I mean, fucking Pit People's great. I mean, just yeah, and it's the amount of content, the just yeah, just the quality of the writing, just again, the variety of gameplay they managed to squeeze out of like such a simple core fucking mechanic of just, again, just turn-based strategy. It's just fucking moving people around to fucking like hex and shit, but they just keep mixing up the rules. Like, you know, a lot of those fucking missions are really, really different. They're not just fucking like straight fights. It's all this fucking weird shit going on, you know, just the fucking the amount of fucking creativity. It's fucking this like, wow, you know, it's fucking just so much like time. Yeah, it's just like so much shit went into this. It's fucking just really impressive. And plus, just, you know, it just kind of makes me fucking happy to play it. I mean, that's fucking, it's pretty rare for me. I mean, again, just fucking, I usually play some pretty horrific fucking grim shit, but yeah, this was just fucking what I like. It's my taste, and a lot of fucking like horror games and shit. Shit like that, violent murder simulators. I'm a fucking fan of, and yeah, and then fucking, you know, then it's like, I like shit more towards that end, and then like, I look at games on the other end of that spectrum, the more like bright and shit, like cheery games and shit, and just fucking, it's just most of those are so fucking like cheesy, just fucking pretty much makes me angry, like fucking just like fucking, oh, this is fucking garbage, but no, no, man, fucking Pit People is just kind of the right blend of like cartoony, fucking funny, you know, and it's fucking kind of violent too. And you fucking kill people, they fucking explode, and fucking like blood goes everywhere and fucking bones and shit. So, you know, just got that going for it, and it's fucking chaotic and fun and frustrating, and it's just good shit, and it's fucking weird and really fucking weird game. Yeah, so. Speaking of weird, I'm gonna go do some weird shit off the air and come back. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Nobody saw anything. So yeah, wrapping up the games I started playing last week. I finished Warhammer Vermintide 2. I just had that last level to do. I mean, I tried it a couple times. The boss kept kicking my ass. So that last boss fight, there's a Master Blaster type thing going on there from fucking Thunderdome, fucking Mad Max, fucking Beyond Thunderdome, Blaster Master, Master Blaster, whatever. One's a fucking Mad Max thing. One's an NES game. I always get them fucking confused. But you get like a wizard rat there riding on top of a rat ogre, and the rat ogre's got like fucking dual chain guns, and you just have to deal with the big dude fucking at first, like the fucking little fucking wizard rat's just fucking riding on him. He's not really doing, the wizard's not really doing much. But even that's kind of a bitch. I mean, he starts fucking firing his fucking chain guns, and if you get hit by those, it's really just not much you can do except get you can try like blocking, there's like pillars and shit you can kind of hide behind, but it doesn't really work that often. It's fucking just like, all right, well, you gotta like really be paying attention. Just fucking like, you can either try standing behind the fucking pillars, right? But it's a huge fucking arena. There's only a couple fucking pillars there you can hide behind. Once you start getting hit, I mean, it's fucking like, all right, well, start blocking. He just like feels like you're just sitting there blocking for like two fucking minutes as the fire, the fucking fire keeps fucking pushing you back, you know what I mean? And you're fucking, and you still take damage like that too. You just won't get fucking wiped out completely. It's like, it's only like a little over a quarter of my health gone, you know what I mean? Rather than like half of it. But, you just fucking have to fight that, the big fucking ogre for a little bit. And then the wizard rat there hops off and he starts fucking throwing magic and shit at you. And, then the ogre is still fucking firing at you. And then he starts, like, charging at you, just fucking running right at you and trying to fucking, like, knock you around and shit. And fucking regular enemies, just fucking, zombies and shit and fucking other rats just start spawning in on top of that. So, it gets pretty fucking messy and shit. So, he kicked my ass a couple times. I went back, I replayed a few levels and got better gear. I tried it again and I squeaked like a rat. I was fucking like at the end of it, I was fucking bleeding out. Like once he's dead, you have to just still get to the exit. And I'm like, I don't even know if I'm gonna fucking make it to the exit. I'm fucking just down. I'm bleeding out. Fucking ready to fucking die. I stand by what I said last week about Vermintide 2. I mean, it's okay for like a budget $30 game. It's something to play through. You play through it fucking like once, pretty much. Just play all the levels once. Kind of repetitive. I mean, it's good in small doses. And once I beat it, I fucking bumped up the difficulty. I started playing on like normal or fucking veteran or whatever they call it, just to see what was different. Like how they handled the difficulty levels. Not too much is fucking different. As it turns out, you'll. And it take more damage, the rats take less damage, and so it's fucking, those mini bosses are fucking, like, really fucking damage spongy, I get, like, halfway through the level, then I'm fucking, I was, like, halfway through the first level I was doing there on fucking, like, normal. And then I had a power surge because of fucking another fucking stupid storm. I wish my fucking stupid stomach would stop fucking gurgling, but whatever. I had another fucking surge, power surge, because of a fucking storm, and I'm like, oh, great, here goes my fucking power again. It came back on, like, a minute later, but, I fucking had to start everything up again. I'm just fucking like, I'm fucking good. I don't feel like playing that again. I haven't really fucking had the urge to play it more, if that tells you anything. I was going to write a review for it. I'm like, it's fucking pretty simple. Again, a pretty simple fucking review. It's a pretty simple game, But And I watched a video review on YouTube from GGG Man Lives, who I've mentioned on here before a couple times. And if I watched that, I'm like, God damn it. You know, he's pretty much saying like exactly what I would have said in my fucking review. So it's fucking like, why bother now? You know, it's fucking, if I hadn't watched that, I still would have done the same fucking thing. But I'm like, yeah, now that I know this is here, fucking Jesus, God damn it. But, no, it's like he actually played the fucking game or something. So, yeah, I have to do better at fucking sequestering myself from that shit. I'm just fucking like, no, I'm like, I really shouldn't fucking like watch it until I do my own shit. I shouldn't fucking watch or fucking read anything about this. So, yeah, the only difference there is he was playing online as opposed to with fucking the AI bots like I was, and I'm like fucking like, oh, well, that's a little bit different. And then like his conclusion was like fucking like, he's like, dude, playing online with people fucking sucks. Like, dude, this is a fucking nightmare. Like, these people fucking suck. You know, and they're a bunch of fucking retards. I think that was his exact wording. It's just like, dude, you play online, just fucking a bunch of retards. Like, fucking, so there you go. I mean, that's pretty much it. So, rats, I guess. And now we're going to move on to Consumer Reports. That's right, Consumer Reports. This is the very structured segment we do every week, starting this week and most likely ending next week. Just a couple little tidbits I'd like to pass along as a public service. Do my duty here. So yeah, first is CD keys. So I've had some fucking ups and downs with them over the years with CD keys. Nothing too bad. I mean, just pre-ordering some games that I found out later were like region locked, and then my God, I'm not gonna be able to play this. Like, I found that out like the last minute, like fucking like a week before the game comes out. I mean, at least they'd send like an email and be like, "Are you sure you want this? It's not, you know, it's like fucking, dude, you're not gonna be able to fucking play it." But then they'd be like, "Oh no, like whatever." I'd send them an email and be like, "No, I don't like, I guess not." Then they just send like a refund. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal. I mean, that's not like too bad, but it's just fucking like one of those things where it's like, it says you can play it, you know, worldwide, fucking whatever, like, you know what I mean? You'll be able to play it, and then it's fucking like a week before it comes out, like, oh no, never mind, we fucked up. But, overall, I've had a fucking really good experience with them. I mean, again, I picked up a lot of fucking like cheap ass, like fucking brand new games, like really fucking cheap, but I mean, just like recently, like in addition to their selection being a little sparse there, a little light. I've noticed some fucking questionable deals. I mean, if you want to call them that, or it's fucking, where it's like, oh, this is on sale or is it like that type of thing? Like Sea of Thieves. Like I pre-ordered, I bought it. I'm going to play it right after I get off of this. So yeah, I mean, I go to the Windows Store, it's fucking whatever, Microsoft Store, Xbox Store, whatever, it's all the same shit. Sea of Thieves, you go on there, it's like, you know, $59.99, like, you know, normal fucking full price AAA game you'd expect. But then you can buy a fucking code on CD Keys, which they have listed as on sale, but the on sale price is $65.79. So it's more than fucking buying it direct from fucking Microsoft. So, cool. You know, then it's just like, oh, you know, the regular price is $71 and it's on sale for like $65 or whatever. So it's like, I don't know. It's like, no, it's not, dude. It's like that's a fucking ripoff either way. Like, you know what I mean? If it's fucking regular price is like more, like the regular price is like $11 more than it usually is, then like the sale price is still like, you know, $5-6 more than the regular price. So I don't know. And it's like fucking, you know, they have like the new Metro game on there. Metro Exodus is on there for PC. So on, again, that's on sale for, it's like $59.99, like regular price. Like they have that as their sale price. It's like, again, it's like the says the regular price is $71. So no. I mean, it's like I almost bought fucking, I saw the Crash Bandicoot trilogy on there for PC. So apparently the Crash Bandicoot trilogy is coming out for PC. Like, I'm not sure if I heard anything about that being like confirmed or was just like a rumor or whatever. I see it on fucking CD Keys for $40. It says the regular price is 60. So I'm like, all right, well, this one they have right. It's fucking $60. Regular price is on sale. So yeah, so I save 20 bucks or whatever. But I'm like, all right, hold on a second. I go in and check fucking Steam. Check Steam first. And it's like, oh, it's there on Steam too. You can pre-order it for 40 bucks. Like, it's a $40 game. So again, they're saying like, oh, this $40 game is normally 60. Now it's on sale for 40, like that type of thing. So just be aware of what you're buying. I mean, there's still some fucking good deals on there and shit. But just don't assume you're going to be getting a fucking lower price. You know what I mean? At least check what it usually goes for, you know. All I'm saying, just be aware. Grunt Free Press, consumer watchdogs, that's what we do. Should probably add some kind of sound effect, like cell door slamming or some shit. But no, I'm not gonna. So yeah, on the complete opposite end of that, I mean, if you want some free games, well, kind of free, I guess. I mean, assuming you have fucking an Amazon Prime account. I mean, I do. I've had one for fucking years. I don't even like order that much shit from fucking Amazon, really, but when I do, I mean, it's usually fucking, like, big, expensive shit, or, you know, I buy, like, fucking computers and shit from there for, like, you know, thousands of dollars or, like, whatever, or fucking monitors and shit, so, just, like, the shipping cost on those alone, like, kind of pays for it itself after I order a few fucking things, yeah, and it's fucking convenient too. If it's like, I need some fucking like random, like specific fucking obscure thing, and you know, I need like AV cords for a fucking Sega CD and shit, and it's fucking like, where the fuck am I gonna find that? And it's fucking order from fucking Amazon, it's free shipping, it's there in like a day or two or whatever. So I mean, but if you have fucking Amazon Prime, sign into Twitch and check your notifications there. You get some free games waiting for you. There's Super Hot, Shadow Tactics, with a turn-based like ancient Japanese game. I haven't played it. It looks kind of cool, but I might now that I got it for fucking free. Devil May Cry HD. It's like the first, they have like a HD remaster remake fucking thing of the first three Devil May Cries, and if you have from Twitch or whatever, you can get the first game for free, which is the only good one. Like, I think this the only fucking Devil May Cry I really, really liked was the first one. There's some fucking Dungeons and Dragons game on there that I've never heard of, which I'm sure is probably fucking trash. And Oxenfree, which I know is trash. But yeah, I mean, the only catch is you have to fucking install like a Twitch app fucking installer or launcher thing, you know, like whatever, you know, like Uplay or Steam or whatever. It's like another launcher, you know, which fucking people love, you know, fucking freaking out about that, like, yeah, different launchers and shit, but because they're retarded, I guess. I mean, anything but Steam fucking sucks, you know, especially the Windows Store, even though it's entirely integrated into fucking Windows. It's not even actually a launcher, but no, it's not Steam. I don't understand and whatever. I don't know how many fucking people like freak out about that. It's like, you know what I mean? It's really fucking bothers you of having shit, having just like different launches on your fucking desktop or whatever. Like, you can always just, I don't know, is it that difficult to make a folder called like games or like, you know, launchers or whatever, and just like put all that shit in there? And you know, well, I mean, once that shit's installed anyways, you know, you're just launching like a fucking shortcut regardless, you know, and it's just like any other game. It's fucking just launch it from there, and it just automatically connects to whatever fucking launcher is. Who the fuck cares? But hey, you know, PC gamers, let's just fucking bitch like a bunch of fucking faggots pretty much. And yeah, I mean, as I said before, I mean, I don't fucking really like or use Twitch. I don't really fucking watch other people playing games too often, period. What I do is just fucking like usually something on YouTube and whatever, but yeah, again, fucking free games. I mean, again, just fucking open the app, fucking install them, fucking launch them. And again, it's fucking like, oh, it's different launchers. It doesn't matter what you fucking use it. I play my fucking games full screen anyways. Who gives a fuck? It's like, who fucking cares? But, I just thought it was funny. It's like, oh, it's free games from Twitch. I get it from fucking Twitch to, like, launch the fucking Twitch fucking app and shit, download it from the Twitch app, watching from the fucking Twitch app. Then I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna stream. I'm gonna stream and play and stream them all on fucking Mixer using OBS and shit. So I think it might have found a way to beat the system there if that's what they were going for advertising. So yeah, I played Super Hot from there, which I know is a few years old. I mean, maybe it's fucking old news, but I don't know. I was always kind of on the fence about it. It seemed kind of like pretentious, hipstery, douchey. But mostly because the people who seem to really talk about it the most are these fucking pretentious hipster fucking douchebags. Maybe that's where I get the idea from. Yeah, I mean, and all the ads for it were fucking like super annoying and shit. Just fucking these little gameplay clips of clips of the game. And there's fucking this voiceover just saying, "Super hot, super hot, super hot," and just fucking over and over and over again. Just fucking like made me want to stab a fucking screwdriver into my fucking ears. Shit's fucking annoying. But I'm like, dude, that's fucking shitty advertisement. But I was thinking, like, I mean, it's like, yeah, maybe that's just like a marketing thing to try to get like the name of the game to stick in your head, like, type of thing. So, like, but it probably can't be in the fucking game. Like, it can't be like that annoying in the game. But they start playing. It's like, oh no, it's definitely in the fucking game. That bullshit. Like, after every level that you beat, it's fucking super hot, super hot. And like, fucking Jesus Christ, dude, this is the worst fucking thing. So the game is pretty fucking hipstery douchey, I will say. I'm glad I didn't fucking pay for it. I'll put it that way. I'm glad I got it for free. It's just some fucking meta postmodern fucking garbage. I mean, I beat it, in quotes, beat the game in like 2 hours or so, and like, I didn't even know I actually, so you know, I don't even know if I actually fucking like beat it. Like, that's how fucking like meta the game is. But I'm like, yeah, I'm done with it. Like, fucking, like, whatever, I get like some kind of ending, I'm fucking done. I mean, when you're at the menu, the UI is like some kind of like virtual reality mock-up, but it's fucking, you know, 80s fucking 90s like ASCII fucking low res type shit. And yeah, I mean, to launch the game, you have to press this. You know, there's the top option is superhot.exe, and then there's a bunch of like folders and like subfolders under that. Just a bunch of like flavor garbage and just random crap in there. I was fucking screensavers, fucking mini games and shit. Just like, so like, all right, whatever. You just fucking looked at that for a little bit and like, yeah, whatever. Cute. Fucking play the game. And yeah, it's a first-person shooter with fucking like these low polygon count fucking models and red dudes and, you know. Then like most of the environments are just fucking these, you know, blank white stylized and simple shit. And again, just kind of like VR looking type shit. And the gimmick, the first gimmick, which is the gameplay gimmick is it's like, all right, so it's like a first-person shooter, but nothing moves unless you do. So it's almost like you're in like a constant like bullet time situation, let's say. So I mean, it's fairly easy to pull off, like, you know, John Woo fucking Matrix shit. I mean, where you're fucking like, all right, bullets coming at you, you can fucking, it's like, all right, I'll just fucking move out of the way, and then sidestep that, run up the dudes, fucking punch them and shit. You know, punch them in the face. The fucking they'll throw their guns up in the air. You can like take their gun. Well, it's like midair, and then you shoot them and shit, and you're fucking whatever, running around like taking vases and like cue balls and shit, and fucking whipping them across the room to nail somebody in the head, and you know, going around fucking slicing people up, with like samurai swords and shit. It's like, you know, it's kind of neat and shit. Again, just slow motion, just constant, always in slow motion type thing. But yeah, I mean, yeah, the levels are all fucking like really fucking like bite sized. So I mean, the ones that I played anyway is just like, you know, a minute or two max once you figure out like what you're doing, like how the level works, and so I just play it for like a minute and it's over. And not very difficult. Then at the end of like every level, they auto play, like they do like a replay of what you did over and over again. Well, that fucking obnoxious voice just keeps saying super hot, and you have to fucking, it's like, just stop fucking jamming buttons, dude. Make this fucking asshole shut up. Make it stop. So yeah, you do a few of those, then it'll kick you back into the main menu there, and it's fucking, or it's like a chat room type thing. You're having like this fake text chat about the game with somebody. It's probably, I was like, oh, meta, again, just fucking, the throat dropping these hints that there's like, oh, some kind of like glitch in the game in the Matrix, and yeah, there's fucking like text superimposed on the screen when you're playing, like telling you what to do, and then like. Something like some kind of like AI, like or whatever, like starts like taking over, and you'll be in those chat rooms and shit, and you'll be writing and shit, and it'll like take over what you're saying and shit. then you keep having these hallucinations where whatever you want to call it, the program, the AI is like showing you what's supposed to be like yourself, I guess, like some kind of like fourth wall breaking way, like I'm fucking like, oh, is this, there's you in a VR headset playing the game as well. Meta, again, meta as fuck, I guess, but as gradually the fucking AI gets more and more hostile, and you end up going to the going to that room, like the same room as what's supposed to be, you, like your avatar or whatever. It's just you're just like another like red polygon fucking person wearing like a VR headset and shit, and fucking the AI is like, oh, punch him, whatever, punch yourself, I guess, or whatever the fuck. So you do that, and it kicks you back out to the menu, and the fucking AI controller fucking thing is telling you, is like, you never try to launch this game again, never try to launch superhot.exe again, you've sustained a head injury, and seek medical attention, exit the game right now. So it won't let you, like, if you go to from that main menu, you try to launch the game, it won't let you launch it, and it gets all like glitchy and shit. So I was like, huh, all right. So I started going through like some like the subfolders again to see if like something here, like something happened there, but then those all kind of glitch out too. So it's the only option you have really is to just like quit the game. Again, how meta, So I do that, and then I'm like fucking like, all right. So now I'm like fuck. I was like, yeah, that's cute, but I'm like 99% sure if like if you were to fucking like relaunch the game, it would keep going and fucking whatever. I'm sure the AI would be like fucking, oh, I told you not to launch the game again, and then but that type of thing. But after I shut it down, I'm just fucking like, eh, I don't know. I was like, yeah, that was some kind of ending, I guess. And you just fucking force me to fucking exit the game and shit. I was like, oh, I won't argue with that fucking meta shit. So. Really makes you think, I guess. I'm like, fucking just, dude, I'm fucking good with this shit. So that shit was starting to fucking annoy me. And that again, the little that I played of the actual core gameplay, like the shooting, like the slow motion shooting and shit, it's fucking like, that really wasn't enough to like to grab me. I wasn't like, I got to go back and play more of that or anything. It's fucking, I don't know. I'd rather play a fucking regular, fucking normal speed, fucking first person shooter with good graphics, like modern graphics and shit, and fucking. I just kind of thought like the constant slow mo thing was fucking more obnoxious than anything. Like it's like, yeah, if I was gonna do something like that, I'd rather play that as like just like a gameplay mechanic, like in addition to like fucking normal shooting, like I don't know, Max Payne or any Max Payne or fucking Fear or. Wet. There's a deep pull. Fucking remember fucking Wet, the Elijah Dushku there. So I don't know, it was super hot, super gay, as far as I'm concerned. I'm glad I didn't fucking pay for it. There's just a ton of hype for the game when it was coming out, when it was new. He's getting all sorts of good reviews. It's fucking like, oh, you have to play it. Oh, 9 out of 10. Best game I played in years. And it's like, nah, dude, they were lying to you on that one. It's, I don't know. The reviewers are fucking hipster faggots too, so hipster fags have a fucking tendency to do that. So I remember fucking last week, speaking of deep pulls, remember fucking last week, what did I say about fucking like censorship and not being able to trust fucking these giant fucking platforms, like not to be like ban happy sacks of shit. Some shit went down, didn't it? I mean, I'm not going to get, like, too deep into it, because it's not really about video games or Jessica Jones. Plus, I'm not on these fucking platforms, really. So, it didn't affect me, you know what I mean, really. But, it did put Lauren Souther, my future ex-wife, in jail. So, I was pretty pissed off about that. But yeah, even sticking to video games there, video game censorship, fucking banning people, banning shit. Even sticking to video games in the UK, those fucking British ninnies have outright banned a video game for the first time since 2007. Which was 2007. It was Manhunt 2. If you're curious, that was the one they banned, and now, what, 11 years later, fucking another one that they're just outright banning a fucking game from being there. Yeah, I mean this time it's the JRPG called Omega Labyrinth Z. I mean, personally, I think all JRPGs should be banned anyway because they suck, but. Yeah, in this case, it's because of the sexual depictions of children, anime children, like with sexy cartoon kids. I mean, you might hear that and just be like, oh man, that sounds bad. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, oh, sexualized children or whatever. But, you know, I would say, oh, of course, they shouldn't allow fucking, like, child pornography, right? Sure. Then I'm fucking watching the trailers for the fucking game. It seriously just looks like every other fucking Japanese, like, fan service game ever fucking made. I mean, there's a fucking million of them. Like, a million games I've fucking seen that looked exactly the fucking same as this one. Because Japan. But, yeah, it's just fucking, you know, schoolgirls with fucking, they just have, like, huge fucking bouncy tits, like, doing stupid shit. I mean, they fucking, hose them down, they're getting wet, and then they're kind of, like, posing in, like, softcore porn poses and shit. Yeah, but, I don't know, man. like, children generally don't have fucking jiggly fucking D-cup tits, which is why I hate children. But, I mean, you know, it's just fucking, like, Japanese fucking schoolgirl fantasy garbage, you know what I mean? It's definitely an accepted fucking thing over there. Like, fucking, oh, Japanese schoolgirls, like, yep, that's definitely a fucking thing, you know what I mean? It's, that and fucking fish fucking and tentacle shit. And they're fucking pervy weirdos. I mean, it's not fucking, like, news, you know, it's nothing fucking new. I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, you can say it's a fucking, oh, it's a slippery slope or whatever, but it's just like, you know, seriously, dope, this fucking, like, anything, like, too bad in the fucking game? Like, I think it was whatever it would be, the equivalent of, like, a teen rating, you know what I mean? Like, over here, of what they were going for, which is just, like, I doubt there's any fucking, you know, hardcore penetration or anything like that. But I don't think they even fucking allow in Japan anyway, hence the fucking tentacle porn, which is a weird fucking story. Weird thing they get going on there. It's like, oh, no fucking genital penetration. So I was like, all right, no. So what about tentacles? I was like, oh, I guess we can't. No, you got us. There's a loophole there. It's fucking weird. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, you get in, you know, so it's like fucking, it's nothing like really that bad, you know what I mean? It's just fucking the usual shit you'd expect, but, so yeah, then you can get into the fucking, like, oh, you know, well, what defines pornography debate, I guess, and then fucking, no, and anime rights, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, oh, cartoons, fucking people, like, you know? I don't know, I would just assume that anybody fucking, like, jacking it to fucking cartoon images of fucking questionably aged girls, they're probably fucking underage kids themselves, I'd imagine, or again, they're fucking Japanese weirdos, but, I don't know, or if they really are into, like, cartoon kiddie porn, you know what I mean, it's like, couldn't they just fucking, just, like, draw their own, like, couldn't they just fucking read, like, a how to draw fucking anime books or whatever, and, you know, then the fucking world would be their oyster. I don't know, how are you going to fucking stop that? You know what I mean? I don't know, it's just, again, it's a fucking touchy subject, but it's just fucking, I don't know, just, the game doesn't look any worse than anything else I've fucking seen, you know? It kind of reminds me of the whole fucking Dead or Alive beach volleyball fiasco there. Did I say volleyball there right or not? I don't know. But, yeah. But, yeah, with the Dead or Alive fucking game there. And in that case, it was the platform holder, it was Sony, like they were being faggots, you know. But here it's the fucking, like, the government, like the government's fucking stepping in and banning the sale of it completely. So I don't know what else to say other than fucking that I've heard before somewhere that England is a fag country. Wise words, I think, for wise words from a wise prophet. Yeah, speaking of fucking strange coincidences, so I was like fucking, like, you know, last week, it said last week, I'm like, fucking, like, dude, this fucking censorship shit's no good, and then fucking bunch of shit just like happened like directly after that. Fucking yeah. But speaking of fucking strange coincidences, I had a fucking dream the other night that I was backpacking across Europe. A dream. Obviously, I would never actually do that in fucking real life because I'm straight. But yeah, I was like, you know, had a backpack on, fucking going through Europe, walking through Europe, fucking, I don't know. But yeah, I'm fucking just hopping on trains and shit, just like dicking around, checking out the sights, and yeah, and then these fucking like sleazy guys start following me around and fucking harassing me and fucking, you know, it's like, oh, you know, you got a credit card, you have a bank card, oh, what's your password, what's your PIN number, like that sort of thing. Again, it's a dream. It's fucking, you know, kind of pussy muggers, to be honest. So then I fucking wake up and there's a voicemail on my phone from my bank saying, it's like, oh, you gotta call us, you gotta contact us. There's something wrong with your debit card. I'm like, that's fucking really weird. Kind of fucking freaky. And you know, I'm a suspicious person. So it's like, I don't know. Like, I'm not sure if like the number, I mean, if it's like this number they want me to call back is like, this is actually my bank, or, you know, I don't know my fucking bank's numbers, or is this some kind of like scam? You know what I mean? So yeah, I call up and I had to kind of like play that dance where it's fucking, you know, the broad on the phone's like trying to get my information to make sure I am, you know, like I am who I am about my card. And then like, then I'm kind of like probing myself to make sure that she works, like she actually works for the bank, like type of thing. So it's like, you know, I was like, oh, so you say my debit card, you say, it's like, so, I mean, I don't have like a dedicated fucking debit card, you know, I have a fucking ATM card. So I'm like, so you say debit card, eh? Like, what do you mean by that? Like that type of thing. She's talking about my fucking, talking about my ATM card. But, so I'm like, oh, I see. So you want my address? Like, what do you, you know, I was like, yeah, so what do you think my address is? Like, what do you think my previous addresses were, huh? Like, what do you got on file there, you say? So yeah, it turns out it was fucking the postal service there being fucking like shitty, and they sent back my fucking card in the mail, like fucking, I was fucking returned to sender because they couldn't get to my fucking, my mailbox in the fucking foot of fucking snow we had, I'm guessing. So they just fucking stamped like, this address doesn't exist, and they fucking sent it back to the fucking bank or whatever. So I don't know. So it's like, yeah, she's like, so should we try to send this again? I'm like, oh, I'm still like suspicious. I'm like, why don't you send it to the other bank and I'll go there and pick it up, you know, fucking, I don't know, I'll pick it up in person. So, you know, if you are who you say you are, but she was, I mean, it was whatever, it was fine. So yeah, another random dull fucking story. Well, I'm wasting your time to. I might as well. I mean, but yeah, to further cement the fact that I'm fucking completely out of the loop and I'm kind of an asshole. And again, to continue our fucking gas station and Dunkin' Donuts story series here. Yeah, is there some thing where people pay like strangers' bills when they're at Dunkin' Donuts or whatever for some reason? So that's happened to me more than a few times. Like, I'll pull up, I'll go to the drive-thru at Dunkin' Donuts, and the lady will say, like, oh, you know, oh, you're all set, and fucking, you know, she won't take my money. It's like, no, it's paid for, you're all set. I'm gonna go to pay for my coffees. And I've asked, like, I'm like, why? That's weird. And, you know, because I'm fucking suspicious again. And she'll say, it's like, oh, no, the person in front of you paid for you. They paid for your coffee, paid for your order. So why? I don't know who that is. Like, I don't know who this person is, if it's the same person like every time, or if it's somebody I know, somebody I work with. Like, I mean, maybe I just look so fucking pathetic and poor they think I'm fucking like homeless and they feel bad. But so, you know, I tried like pressing further a couple times, like, you know, it's like, what? It's like, why did they pay for my fucking coffee? And she'll say like, oh, you know, it's something they do. It's like, you know, they pay for the person behind them in line. And is it some kind of, like social media thing or what? It's like some viral bullshit where you just pass it down the line, you know, like a fucking chain letter or whatever, like fucking, you know, see how many consecutive people will do that, like down the line, pay for the person behind them. And, you know, it's like, oh, I do that and fucking whatever. I mean, I don't know, my orders aren't cheap. I mean, I get like 3 or 4 fucking large coffees at a time. So it's like, you know, 10, 12 bucks, or whatever. Somebody pays for me. I'm like, oh, cool. It's like, so am I supposed to like return the favor to the person behind me, or I don't. I mean, I just say, oh, cool, free, cool, neat, fucking free coffee, and I fucking just drive off. So I don't know. I don't know what that's about. It's fucking like a free coffee screw. I don't know. I'm not going to say anything. Anyway, Shadow of the Tomb Raider got a teaser trailer. And it certainly is a teaser. It's fucking like 10 seconds long, maybe. Hey, you get some solar eclipse action going on, and then they have some quick jump cuts of Lara, of her running around, fucking falling and shit. So it's pretty much Tomb Raider, all right. I'm on board with it. I mean, the last two fucking games are awesome. I fucking love them. Yeah, they're also remaking or remastering or whatever you want to call it, the original fucking Tomb Raiders, like the old PlayStation ones, which I've never really fucking like sat down and played those. I mean, I played a little bit here and there of those. I mean, I didn't really get into the fucking series until like the first reboot they did, like was it Legend and Anniversary and shit on 360. And those games are fucking awesome. I fucking love them. And again, the newer ones are fucking way better, though. Those are fucking... I love them. Like I've said, I think I've said many times on air how much I fucking love the new fucking Tomb Raider games. Heard them fucking movie sucks. I don't know. I'll probably see it. I'll probably see it on, like, demand or whatever, but I'm fucking, like... Heard it's not very good. Not surprising, but... So, yeah, I mean, I own those fucking... The original games I own on PC. I think I bought them when they're... They're selling, like, the entire fucking Tomb Raider series for, like, $20 at one point, so I fucking got that shit. So, yeah, I have all the old ones, too. And, I guess, like, the upgrade, like, the remaster is free on PC if you own those old ones, so, I mean, that's fucking, when that comes out, I mean, it's as good of an excuse as any is to fucking, like, go back and dive into those. I don't think there's a release date for them yet. But whatever, again, it's free. I'm not going to fucking complain about it. I guess we'll just fizzle out on that. I mean, I'm kind of losing it already. So, why not? Fuck it. I gotta go fucking set sail to the open seas of thieves. See what that's all about. Continue shadow running. Fucking, I'm thinking about starting fucking Symphony of the Night. That maybe fucking Far Cry 5, I think, comes up next week. So, good times coming up. Busy times. I'm actually feeling motivated to actually, like, write something, too. I just don't know what. I mean, just, like, something. But I was seriously considering writing a review for fucking Pit People that just says Shit People. And then giving a thumbs up or whatever. Like, yeah, recommend it, whatever. Thumbs up. Shit People. But... That seems kind of cheap, you know what I mean? But speaking of cheap, www.gruntfreepress.com is the website, podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address, Absolute Deicide in most places. I don't know, I'm around if you know where to look and how to look, but don't. Just do me a favor and don't. Do yourself a favor, too. Leave it alone.
For all of us to be right here in Rome, Italy. And it's really good to see you can all make it to our show tonight. We'd like to dedicate this one to Carlo, Alfredo, and everybody at RCA Records. Let's get it!
Good.
Chinese sister, that's the swan we're ready. Oh, whoa, back, back, back the way beat. Back, back, back the way beat. Back, back, back the way beat. We're gonna drive to ride the way beat. Ride the wave beat, ride the wave beat, oh, we can.